The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Anybody like that? Any kind of wound. I'm just looking for wound that can be healed. Anybody heal the wound in your body?
But I sense that anointing very strong here. Very strong here. Very strong here. Very strong here. Ah, kula na mashanda la krota taya. Zolevele kronde shika leta bosataya.
You know, somebody called me. A pastor, actually. I don't know whether he's following this meeting now. Called me. I was in my house last week. He was sending me things. He's a son of mine. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. And then I finally granted him. Of course, I didn't see it at first. But when I saw it, I'm committed to my sons. If I don't pick your call, it means I didn't see it. So eventually, I saw it that day. So I picked it up. What's the problem? He said something about he ran a test. Say every time he uses the toilet, he stools blood. Okay, and that was a case of HPV. Do you know what is HPV? Huh? It's not hypertension. Where are the medical people here? You're about to be embarrassed. What's HPV? Huh? Speak to me. Huh? Huh? It's Guinea virus. Pampe Guinea. What does it mean? One point I was stealing blood. Do you understand? See, every time it's been like that. See, they have gone for tests and they've said a lot of things. Amen. I just pray for him over the phone. I'm just trying to tell you, the power of God is very easy to handle. That's what I want to show you tonight. I just pray for him over the phone. I was actually discussing with people. We were gisting in the parlor. People that were rather ask, I remember that very day. I just said, the name of Jesus, HPV gone, and then. Just this evening, as I was driving in, I saw his text. I was waiting for the text, actually. Said, I didn't send this text because I've been waiting to check myself. Said, from that day till now, I've not stood blood once. Just a simple word of prayer. Is that easy? You get it? Well, just in actually in the parlor. Just catching for. Say, what is it? Okay, oh, HPV. I don't know. I actually didn't know. Said, this woman. Let me read. I think he sent a text about that. Because people don't know what that thing means. Is it pile? It's not pile. It's HPV. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I must read that message. Glory to God. Shema lo koroto sikalia. Thank you, Jesus. Where is that message? HPV. You know why? Do you know why I'm emphasizing on what I'm saying? Sometimes God can use you to heal even things you don't understand. Amen. But I don't know what that means, and I'm not even sure He knows what it means. Just that they went for tests and they said, "What is this?" And we laid hands. We prayed. No contact, just over the phone. It's a faith conference. I get to the point. You will be able to go home and do some faith things. Where you are still on your seat, start laughing. Do what I said. Start laughing. I didn't say smile. Start laughing. Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha! All right, brother. Yes, 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 yes. Start laughing. Whoa! Glory, 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 glory. Ha ha! Just laugh, laugh, laugh. Go ahead, do it. Ha ha ha! Give it a dash. Ha 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 ha! Woo ha ha! Woo ha ha ha! Hey hey! Ha 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 ha! Woo ha 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 ha! Woo ha ha ha! It is rejoice. Again, I say unto you, rejoice. Hey! Woohoo! Hey, 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 ha, 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 let's see if we can comport ourselves as much as we can. Woo! Woo! Yes, yes. Hey! Ha 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 ha! Yes, 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 yes. Woo! Yes, yes, yes. Woo! It's on you, sister. Woo! Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. There's an atmosphere where faith thrives. It's an atmosphere of joy. 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 Hey! Woo! That's your faith thrives. That's your faith thrives. That's your faith thrives. How did the prison gate break open? They were singing. Right in the prison gate. In that atmosphere, angels went to walk. The numbers of joy. Try to get your seat. The Holy Ghost is very strong here. You help him, something is on him. We can unlock every atmosphere with joy. With joy. He said, with joy shall you draw water from the wells of salvation. We draw with joy. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Regrets. You know what I say? I've been watching you since you sat there, since yesterday. Every time I look at your face, in the spirit now, I see tears. I don't know what that is, but no regrets. Do you know what I'm talking about? Every time I just see, from yesterday when I started preaching, looked at her face, I saw tears. But well, no, she wasn't crying. I'll look again, I'll see tears. I'll look again, I'll see her face normal. No regrets. No regrets. No regrets. O mema, o mema, o mema. I don't know what this is, but no regrets. It's time to stop regretting anything. Yes, 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 yes. Whoosh! When you get yourself, you get up and you do a run. That's what I heard in the Holy Ghost. Get up and you do a run after you recover yourself. Ah, just sing, 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 sing. There's the spirit of prophecy very strong. That's what just says, very strong. Get in the mic. Sing it again. Sing it again. Yes. Yes. Get a better mic. What's wrong with the other mic? What is rising? Oh, my, 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 oh, different is happening to different people at the same time. Different people. Cynthia, get up, run. Yes, yes, run. Hey! No regrets. You want to rejoice with her. No regrets. That's what the Lord says. No regrets. No regrets. No regrets. No regrets. No regrets. No regrets. How about you receive that no regrets word? Rejoice like I said, no regrets. I heard that in the Holy Ghost. And I'm hearing for somebody a fresh start. A fresh start. And I'm talking to someone that has messed up opportunities in the past.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Somewhere in this meeting tonight, ministry is going to locate you. I mean, ministry fire. Something that will touch you. You will not stop again. That brother, yes, you have a part. Come. We have a part in it. I didn't know it was now. I thought it was going to be later. Come. But then I just said the Holy Ghost is readier than I am. Yes, lift your hands. Oh, let's see if we can sit. Let's compare ourselves a little. The Bible said on the day of Pentecost, while they were speaking, those people said they were drunk. And then Peter stood up. That minister to me. Peter stood up in their midst and said, "These are not drunken as you supposed." Peter stood up. What does that tell you? They were all either lying or sitting down. So we can all sit down like this and all be drunk. I know what I'm saying. Peter stood up. This is going to get interesting tonight. Celebrate Pastor KCS, please, everybody. Hallelujah. You're welcome. Tomorrow we're going to receive his ministry. Tomorrow in the morning. So be here. Amen. Tomorrow in the morning. And also next tomorrow. That will be towards the end of the meeting. Amen. With his beautiful wife and son, they will join us tomorrow too. Hallelujah. So it's going to be an interesting time. Tonight is getting heated in the Holy Ghost. Are you blessed by that first teaching tonight? Well, there were some things I took down. I said I must share with you when she was talking. Do you look at that 1 Kings 18? When she talks about the sign of a small hand. Now, I've not seen that before. When she mentioned that, the Lord said to me, when you are trusting for something and believing for something, sometimes you don't need a big sign. Let me say what I mean. You are trusting God for 10 million naira, and then suddenly you receive an alert of 50,000. It's not 10 million, but that's a sign of a small hand. It's a sign that something is about to happen. That's what it's for. The hand also have to be big. Elisha just said small. He said, "I know." The small things God is doing around you, small in quotes, are a sign that the big things are actually around the corner. It was just a small hand. It was a small hand. It's not like a big hand appeared, a big one coming. He said he saw the size. Just small. The size of a man's hand. Small like that. And he said, "Go tell Ahab." Go to verse 44. Go tell Ahab. Rain is coming. And some of you, there are signs. That's why I teach you there are things we call miracles of encouragement. You are trusting God for
a full recovery of your sight. Maybe somebody is blind, or there's a pain, but then the pain just reduce small. That is as small as a man's hand. Once you see as small as a man's hand, just know rain is coming. Somebody used to hear. Once you see as small, did you hear that when she was talking this evening? As small as a man's hand, then know that rain is coming. Sometimes people need to see the. Sometimes people are waiting for big whatever. Sometimes as small as a man's hand might be just the word of God that drops your spirit when you are praying. As small as a man's hand. As small as a man's hand. That's why I believe in God for 10 million naira. When that first 20,000 drops, start jumping and start rejoicing because rain is coming now. So how do you know? I've seen as small as a man's hand. It doesn't have to be big, just as small. As small. As small. Because every time you pray, God will show you signs. He will show you signs. He will show you signs. He will show you signs. You know, the supernatural is very powerful. You know, I just had to look at her face again, and I wasn't seeing that thing again. Even though her face is still frowned in the physical, because she's still moody from the anointing. But I wasn't seeing that again. You know, you could be smiling, and something is happening to your face in the spirit. That's why a digression, and that's why people can just sit and they carry a face without favor. Even when they're smiling at their employers, the person that employed them is wondering, who is this idiot? You don't have a smile on your face, but they're smiling. And God will anoint your face. No, he has to. He has to. Because there can be a ministry can prepare two fine billboards. People look at it and it's not attractive at all. Something has cast a spell on that particular thing. A business can decorate, do whatever, do fine design, put it online. People are looking at it and wondering, why should we patronize this? Amen. That's a very big one. But back to our scripture. It's as small as a man's hand. Now forgive me tonight. I'll say many things as it's coming, okay? It's so as small as a man's. If you'll be here from the first day, you will not be very detailed. I'm a step-by-step teacher, but this one, leave it. Amen. So all you need to do is to see that small sign. That small sign. Your result was bad. You made all F's the previous semester. And this semester, I began to trust God. And then the first result came out. Well, it's not an A, but it was just a C. That's as small as a man's hand. Tell me, it's a sign. Something better is about to come. As small as a man's hand. You are trusting God for a job of 300,000. And then a job actually shows up. But it's not as big as that. About 70,000. Oh, don't stop. That's not when you stop and say, well, what it means is that I can manage this. No. It should just be a sign to you that something bigger is coming. Let the small things around you show you that God is in the corner. God is in the corner. God is in the corner. God is. So I got that. And the other thing she said that really struck me, she said, Elijah kept checking. He kept praying and kept checking. And immediately she mentioned that. Because I tell you, when you listen to messages, don't listen with your physical ears. Listen with everything. Because God will be talking. The Lord said to me, Elijah kept checking. She said, that's faith. And the Holy Ghost said to me, yes, that's actually faith. And he reminded me, Acts chapter 12. The people praying for Peter's release were praying. They were not checking. So much that even when Peter came out, they didn't believe he had come out. As you are praying and believing God, be checking. A miracle is actually on the way. Yeah. Be checking. Be checking. Because some people pray without expectation. They pray, but they don't expect anything to change. So as you pray, that's why whenever we don't pray, if you are sick or don't pray for you, we normally say, test yourself. That's what I told this lady to do now. I prayed for her leg. I said, go test it. Because that testing is a way to show I believe something is going to happen. So as you are praying, be checking. As Elizabeth, be checking. Are you here? Very powerful time. So thank you, man. Hallelujah. What I want to do tonight is actually to help some of you. I want to help some of you with something very simple. Tongues and interpretation. If you are here, you've ever interpreted tongues, let me see your hand. If ever, at any time, interpreted tongues. Okay, you've never. This is your night. It's a very simple thing. The theme of this meeting is pistis. So this is a faith conference. So you forgive me if I take everything towards faith. Because that's actually one of the major things. You know, Hebrews 11 verse 6 tells us, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that must come to him must know that he is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So before you have any successful work with God, it will be based on faith. Okay? So that tells you, for instance, how many of you, you speak in tongues? Let me see your hand. Everybody, you speak in tongues? Raise your hand if you speak in tongues. Okay. Now, when you speak in tongues, are you unconscious when you speak in tongues? You know yourself, right? So, what makes you think that you are speaking is correct? That's why I'm telling you, you walk with God by faith. You've seen it in the Bible that this is how it is. So, you believe, you speak it. So, that's how it works. So, people wonder, when you speak in tongues, do we actually, is that a voice telling your heart, my son, it is correct? Maybe not. So, you speak in tongues by faith, actually. That's the truth. You are speaking it because you believe that because the Bible said so, then this thing I'm saying is actually correct, even though in my head it doesn't make any logical sense. So, to flow in the things of the Spirit is a function of faith. It's a function of faith. People think it's only power gifts, things like healing, that demand faith. Mm-mm. There is no gift of the Spirit you can operate without faith. No gift of the Spirit. Yeah, you want to do word of, you want to give somebody, God tells you that person there is having crocro at her back. I'm just looking at the person. There's something you're telling you. What if you say it and it is wrong? What if it is not correct? That's why you cannot sustain in playing the Holy Spirit except that it's faith. So why will you say it? You have to believe in your heart that thing you heard is correct. I get the point. You cannot separate spiritual flows from faith. You can't. You can't. It takes faith to speak in tongues. It takes faith to give words. Has God ever spoken to you about somebody? Let me see. About somebody. Let me see. Anybody? God spoke to you about someone. Did you doubt a little whether it's correct or not? Did you? Anything that will make you go tell the person is faith. That's why I go back to what I said yesterday. You've not mastered how faith works. You will not have a successful Christian life. You cannot sustain as a Christian. It's not possible. Because there is nothing that you do with God that does not stand with faith. It starts with faith. So as I'm in this meeting now, okay, and I look at someone and I see, okay, I you know, because when God is talking to you, something that is telling you is your mind. Right? Mm-hmm. Even when you are seeing things, you are praying, your eyes open and you see something. Something will tell, are you sure you are not imagining it? Are you sure it's not your mind? That's where faith kicks in. If you can believe that actually it's God talking to you, you will have results. But once you allow that doubt to supersede everything, there will be no results. So there is no spiritual flow without operating and functioning by faith. No spiritual flow. Something I've seen, something I've tested, something that's everywhere. You cannot successfully flow in the sense of the Spirit without faith. So, why am I saying that? What I want to show you tonight is tongues and interpretation. You also need faith to operate this. Are you following me? Tongues and interpretation. Now, what is speaking in tongues? Of course, we know. If you don't know, I'm going to tell you. I have a book out there. I don't know if they displayed it. If they did not, they should display it. Called Attention to the Supernatural. That book teaches on things of the Spirit. How to interpret tongues. How to pray. How to do all of that. If you've not read it, can read it. If you've read it before, can read it again. So bless you. What is tongues? Tongues is a supernatural language given to you in... Okay, scratch that. A supernatural mystery. Let's use that word. Given to you in an unknown language. Emphasis on the word unknown. Because that tells you tongues is not
hear this. Tongues is not another language. Tongues is not French. Somebody said, you can be speaking tongues and you're speaking German. That's not correct. You can be speaking tongues and you're speaking Japan. That's not correct. Too. Japanese language is not tongues. If tongues can be another language, then there is no need for the gift of interpretation of tongues. You just have to go and learn the language, you can interpret it. I feel what I'm saying. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 2. Let's start doing something already. We have a very short time. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 2. Let's read together. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not. Are you speaking? Speaketh not unto, but unto. What does it say? For no man understandeth it. Please stay there. So if you speak in tongues, it is not a language that is common to man. Men will not understand you. Because if speaking in tongues is speaking Germany, or speaking French, or speaking Yoruba, or speaking Hausa, or what have you, it means an Hausa person can understand it. But the Bible says no man understandeth it. Now, have I heard stories and seen meetings where somebody was speaking in tongues and he was speaking another person's language? I've seen that happen. That would simply be a miracle. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not disproving that. Miracles can happen. I can come up here to speak and begin to speak Urobo. Okay? I've never spoken Urobo in my life, but I can begin to speak it now. And somebody will get a message by that. But that's not the gift of speaking in tongues. Because I cannot go to my prayer room and I want to pray and I'm speaking Urobo. I call it tongues. Are you what I'm talking about? So the gift of tongues, diverse kinds of tongues, as the Bible calls it, is not anybody's language. He said, no man understandeth him. So if you're speaking in tongues and your tongue is not sounding good to your ear, then you are correct, because no man should understand you. How many of you, the first time you speak in tongues, or when you hear yourself speak in tongues, it makes you want to laugh? Anybody? Because some people's tongues are actually very fun. Shomoromoromoromoro. What's shomoromoromoro? Polish tongues. Kata 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 kata. You know, sometimes if you study tongues, tongues is funny. Kombrata kata la barata. Write it. K-O-M. It's funny. And it should be to the human mind, because no man understandeth him. So I don't know who needs to hear. Let nobody feel, make you feel your own tongues is not correct. Look at how it sounded. That's how it should sound. It shouldn't make sense to your head. Are you following me tonight? That's how it should sound. It should sound funny. Because no man understandeth it. Amen. You now see why on the day of Pentecost, when those guys came in, they said all of them were drunk. But those of them talking nonsense. Kaka kombra, kaka kaka baranga. And I was saying, dun 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 baranga. Da 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 da. Hey, you can imagine all of that. Just because all of you are mad. And that's how it should be actually. So, when you speak, you're speaking God's word, divine mysteries, how be it in an unknown language. So what is interpretation of tongues? It's now to bring that thing you said in an unknown language to a known language. Because look at this, everything you are speaking in tongues means something. By interpretation, they can bring it to a known language. Are you following me? Let me clarify this. I do this all the time when I teach on this. Interpretation of tongues is not translation of tongues. That is translation. That is language translation. In language translation, what does hand mean? Hand means aka. What does leg mean in Igbo? Language translation. So interpretation is not translation. Let me explain something to you. Kobarataya. You know, when I'm speaking in English now, I can tell you to interpret to someone else in English. Like I'm speaking English now. So when you're interpreting something to someone, you're not trying to go word by word. You're just trying to give the general message of what you're trying to say. That's what I'm talking about. So don't think that interpreting tongues is like saying Baba. Whenever you say Baba, it means fire. And when you say Rakabush, every time you hear Rakabush, please write it. Rakabush means
What should it mean? Glory of God.
Then Kimbratuvash. What should that one mean? Eh?
God is about to take your life. No, that's not it. I follow what I'm saying.
So when we're trying to interpret, I'm not trying to interpret when I say Mehelodo Brandeko Shapa Rebetele Barabada. Interpret it. You're not trying to interpret Mehelobara Badaba means that you're trying to convey the message of what I said. That's why, if you understand what I'm saying, then you see why he can speak in tongues for 5 minutes and give the interpretation in 2 sentences. And they can speak in tongues for 1 minute and interpret it in 1 hour. Actually, I dream of the spirit is funny. Just like something just came to me now. Just like when you talk about visions. When you say, why can you speak in tongues for 1 hour and interpret it in 2 minutes? Listen, the spiritual and the physical are actually two different worlds. Let me tell you something about visions. Somebody can have an 18 or 21 hour vision in 10 minutes. Does it not happen to you? Don't you see a dream sometimes in one night? In the dream, the next day came. In the dream, next week came. In the dream. I haven't seen what I'm talking about. So you've lived like 7 days, but you're still sleeping on your bed in one night. Do you understand? When people tell me that dreams, it's always fun. So when that happened, now the next year now in the dream, the next, but you just slept for one night. That's how the spirit, the dream of the spirit is not like again physical. So I can say Shomelem Brataya, interpret, and you go, ooh, you now start telling story. 1 hour. So I say, is it that small thing he said? That's how it works. As someone can be speaking for 1 hour, I say interpret. Just come and say, the Lord said I should let you know that he's lifting the sorrows. I change your life. Say, is that what he has been saying all the while? That's what he's saying. It's interpretation. So it's not like translation. You get the point? Do you follow to this point? So that you're going to get it. So he said, when you speak in tongues, no man understands it. Now say the next verse. How much you speak to speak in verse 3. But he that prophesied, so prophecy is now to speak in a known language. You speak unto men. Tongues, you speak to God because no man can understand you. Prophecy, you speak to man because men can understand. Prophecy is always in a known language. That already tells you that whenever you begin to interpret tongues, most times you're actually prophesying. In fact, this is one of the easiest ways to prophesy. Speak in tongues, interpret it, you are prophesying because you've given spiritual mysteries in a known language. Next verse, verse 4. Ooh. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue, edifieth too. Talk to me, edifieth too. So when I speak in tongues, who am I edifying? I'm edifying myself. If I'm prophesying, or if I now interpret that tongues to English, who am I now edifying? Look at that. The church. So if I want to bless you guys now, and I go, Heboro Shaba, Kregale Graba, Zebele Faha, Umbre de Shinda, Rabba Kendo, Roba Lataya, Ekrambe La Sula Peya. Did you receive that? Do you get the point? Go to verse verse 21. Is it 21? Verse 21. You just see what I just explained to you now. Verse 21. Next verse 22. I pray if I speak like that, you are not blessed. That's what I'm trying to make. Let me get the verse I'm looking for actually. If I speak like that, you will not be blessed. You will be confused actually. Amen. Verse 13 rather. Is it 13? Hold on. Before you go and write. Verse 16. Hold on, verse 25. Hold on, verse 16, please. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understand what thou sayest? So when I'm speaking in tongues like that, Put up NLT of this. You know that's what I say. So you cannot even say amen. NLT said, for if you praise God only in the spirit, how can those who don't understand you praise God along with who don't understand you praise God along with you? How can they join you in giving thanks where they don't understand what you are saying? Next verse, that's verse 17 now. He said, for thou verily givest thanks. You'll be giving thanks very well, but it won't strengthen the people who hear you. So thanks is for you. But when I now want that thing I'm speaking in tongues to now bless you, I will interpret it. Because actually, all this thing I'm speaking now, I'm talking to you back home, Bratelabaya, I might actually be talking about your business that God is going to strengthen, that will move from glory to glory. But you will not know because I'm not interpreting. So you see why tongues interpretation is very powerful. Because when I ask you to pray for someone and you pray for the person in tongues, the person will not actually understand what God is trying to do to him or do through him. When you now bring it to English, person say, oh, okay, is this what it is? Amen. Say with me, say, it is given to me. Do you want to shout? Say, it is given to me to flow in the things of the Spirit. So when people speak in tongues, they should interpret. So go to verse 12. Let me show you something. Verse 12. Go to King James now. Go to King James. Please watch what I'm going. This is what I'm going to do tonight. KJV now. Hallelujah. Even so, ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying church. He's saying, since you actually want to flow spiritual gifts, Paul is telling them, focus on the gifts that will edify the church. What are the gifts that will edify the church? Tongues. Sorry, interpretation, prophecy. So Paul is saying, pay attention to these gifts. Any gift that will edify the church, pay attention to it. So see the next verse now. Therefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. And I always explain the scripture. Now, this verse is not saying, let him that speaketh in tongues ask God to give him ability to interpret. No. He said, pray. The way it happens in the Greek is pray in order to interpret. So there are, you see, I can use tongues in two different ways. I can be praying in tongues in my personal prayer life. I'm not trying to interpret, I'm just edifying myself. For like 2 hours, 3 hours, I'm not trying to interpret. I've prayed and I go. But I can come to church and pray to interpret. Okay, put it this way. I can pray without any intention of interpretation. But Paul is saying, when you are in church, pray with intention to interpret. So look at this now. We were praying a few minutes ago. All of you are just praying. Shakara, Robala, Tabara. You are just praying. They were calling prayer points. You are praying. That is tongues now as a prayer language. But I can hold your hands and I want to give you a word now. And I'll pray with you for 2 hours or for 2 minutes. And I'll tell you something by the Spirit. Now, it's the same tongues I spoke. But this other one, I prayed in order to interpret. My focus was on interpretation. I feel I'm talking about. So pray to interpret doesn't mean pray for God to enable you to interpret. No. It means pray with the intention of interpreting it. Because you are now talking with someone. And the person cannot understand what you're saying in English. So this is how to interpret actually. When you want to pray in tongues, whenever you're praying, know that the interpretation is there. Now, whether you get interpretation or not is dependent on whether you are praying to interpret or whether you are just praying to edify yourself. Do you get what I said now? I said again, whenever I start praying in tongues, I have the interpretation now. What will determine whether I give the interpretation is whether I am praying with the intention of edifying myself or with the intention of interpreting it. So Paul is saying, let's start praying in tongues, pray in that he may, that word is that in order to interpret. Pray with the intention of interpreting it. Pray with interpretation in your mind. So don't just shoot words like that. So that's why, as a pastor now, as I'm standing here, once I begin to pray in tongues. Now I'm not praying, I'm just praying. Shall I be praying in tongues? I'm praying to interpret. I'm actually searching to get the interpretation because God cannot bring me up here and give me a message in tongues. I will not put it in English. So every time I'm on stage meditation, I'm doing habako, rebeta. I'm actually paying attention to interpret what I'm saying. Do you understand?
See the next verse. Pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Now, in verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. So that simply means I will pray in tongues and I will interpret it. He now said, I will sing with the spirit. I will also sing with understanding. Actually, this is how to write songs. You can sing in the can you sing in the spirit? I don't know how to do it. Can you pray in tongues? Just put rhythm to that tongue you are speaking. Let's sing in the Holy Ghost all over this place. You are now shy. Lift your voice, sing in the Holy Ghost. Okay, stop. Lift your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray. Shabalabaraba kumbre telabayana. Pray. Go ahead. Pray like that. Louder. Jabele gambra dushaya. Now begin to sing in tongues. Begin to sing. Keep it in. Ebalu karabashata. Inemele muda baraba zimbra delia kambre da shunemenda la bayada. Enemele belebe rembalu kumbra de sateya. Melanusha meledembra de la veya. Elemenemenemenemelebe tumbre de la bayada. He said, I will. It's okay. God bless you. I will sing with the spirit too. So the same way you speak in tongues and you interpret it, you can also sing in tongues and interpret it. When you now sing in tongues and interpret it, it becomes a song in the natural. That's how songs come. If you know how it's done. That's why you don't actually have to be a singer to write spiritual songs. If you can just know how to sing in tongues, you can sing in English. I'm not saying you will be given an opportunity to sing it on the stage. They may not allow you to sing it because you might just destroy the microphone with your terrible voice. But you can write it and sing it for yourself. Do you understand? There are many songs we sing here that I wrote myself. And when I say I wrote them, it doesn't mean I sat down and I said, what's the next thing I should write now? What song should I write? Let me write about fire. The fire of God is breaking out. Watch that right now. He's going to burn all of you up. No, that's how to write songs. You know, we're planning a conference last year in church. Strike that keyboard. A conference last year in church. And two of that conference was the glory cloud, and I was praying for the meeting and singing in tongues, and that song came. You've given your word, the supernatural is here. You've given your word, the glory cloud is here. You've given your word, the move of your spirit is here. And we are ready to take it all, to be drenched in your rain. You've given your word, you've given. Do you remember that song? The supernatural. You've given your word, you've given. The glory cloud
is here.
You've given your word, you've given
your word.
Sing the move of the spirit is in,
and we are ready to take it all, to be drenched in your rain.
Now, I did that song, I just sang it, and then, you know, I was telling my wife, we were not married then, I was telling my wife, I said, this song, you guys are going to do it, because church of the choir, you're going to do it in the meeting. But I told her, I said, I feel, because I'll still come today. I don't know if I'll get that today. I feel there is a part of this song that I've not gotten. Yes. You see, this of spirit is common to all of us. You can start giving a word and someone right there will complete it.
So I said, there is a part of it. I said, go and pray
and get it. And she came back with it. I've seen your mighty works and gazed upon your power. You can do more than my mind can comprehend. Yeah. I've seen the lame man walk. I've seen you do wonders. Your faith in love is more than life. I've seen your mighty works. I've
seen your mighty works.
That part, so don't want to leave it. Do we sing it?
Glory to Jesus, wonderful
God, you are.
Hiya.
You have answered our prayers, given us victory.
Pray the Holy Ghost, you know.
When you release that kind of sound, it changes the atmosphere automatically.
You have answered our prayers and given us victory. You have
answered our prayer,
given
us victory
and glory
to your name.
That song came from somewhere. It's just tongues. Are you getting me? It's just tongues. It's just tongues. We shall bless you with the Spirit. I will bless you. I will bless in my understanding also. I will sing in the Spirit. I will sing with my understanding also.
You've given your word. The glory cloud is in.
You've given your word.
Let's sing it.
The move of the Spirit is here.
Yes. And we are
ready.
For tonight,
to be changed in.
Sing it again.
Say, you've given your word.
You've given your word. You've given your word.
The glory cloud.
The glory cloud is here.
You've given your word.
You've given your word. Hey, the move of the Spirit.
I've seen your mighty works
and gazed upon your power. You can do more than my mind can comprehend. I've seen the land.
be songs tonight in this room. Once we just open this place, because I'm the one that just closed the valve now. Once we open, the songs will begin to flow. You know, it was Doxa. It was okay. I was praying for church one time. Some of you, all of us know this song now. It's the same story I'm telling you now. I'm not a singer. That's what I'm trying to make. You don't have to be a singer. Just pray for church, and then that song that they've even performed the song now. It's not even in Him we live. It's not in Him we live. We preach it on every mountain. We will not keep short. Do you remember that song? Actually, the part of the song I got when I was praying was, we rejoice in the realities of our redemption. And our cities are filled up with His truth.
We preach it on every mountain. We will not keep short until our cities are lighted with His truth.
So this song, I did this song. That was Doxa, the Doxa at Iba Valley. That final night, I was just singing it. Because God gave me that song a few weeks before that. So I was singing it that night. And after that, he now went back to school. That's Prochima now. Goes back to school. He was still in school then. And begins to pray with the song. And then the other parts came.
Nations call to us.
Kingdoms call to us. Though we beg, cry, we need a helping hand.
Nations call to us.
Nations call to us. Kingdoms call to us. Though we beg, cry,
yeah,
we need a helping hand.
That's why
we preach it on every mountain.
We will not. Short.
We will not keep short,
yeah,
until our cities are lighted. It is true.
I hear the voices.
I hear the voices from the darkness. The weeping cry.
Yeah.
We need a helping hand.
I hear the voices.
I hear the voices.
Voices
from the dark.
I don't know
the
yeah.
We need a helping hand. We preach it on every mountain. We will not keep short until our cities are lighted with His truth.
There are songs in this place tonight. Songs here tonight. There are songs. There are a lot of songs like that. So that's I'm just ministering on stage like this.
And I made aware of my blessings in Christ.
I'm not confused of my blessings in Christ. And I enjoy.
This is my season.
This is my season.
This is my
time. This is my season. This is my
season.
This is my time.
From my spirit to my soul.
Every season,
and it's not the same thing I'm teaching you, interpretation of tongues. Of course, I receive prophecy, but then mostly interpretation of tongues. Because sometimes you can study your Bible, not even pray. Does it happen to you? The sun begins to rise. What have you ever? Do you know sometimes you can finish praying in the night, 1 hour, and go and sleep, and start hearing the song in your dream. All those things you pray that in tongues have come back to you in your dream, a song. Haya, come letele berevo do kalataya. From my spirit to my soul, until my voice re-echoes.
Out in the spirit, they are just the ones I'm telling you. Most times in my prayer time, songs just flow. Just that some of them are not qualified to make it to the platform. You say why? Because maybe they're just for me. But there are songs that God will give you that is just for you at that moment. And you will still learn it. And some songs, it's not for you to go and start shouting. Some songs just for you to help you through that season. That's why. I don't know why. Whenever you are passing through difficult seasons and you are praying, there are marks that God will leave in that season that will always make you remember. Some of them will give you a song. Hallelujah. He'll give you a song. I heard Travis Green say it was when I think the wife or the son was sick that God gave him that song. When our backs are against the wall, standing here,
and we're standing here only because you made.
Say you move
mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. You move mountains.
Listen, you have to prophesy tonight, so let me just be able to explain this and what I'm explaining to you now. So just sit down small. The move of the Spirit. So see what I'm saying now. Songs can flow from there. Songs. Interpretations. Oh, see, most of the things you hear us say, sometimes those interpretations can be confessions that God will give you for that season. Just break out from your spirit and just begin to say them. And that's it. So let's see how it's done. But then again, I want to say interpretation also will not only produce prophecy, it can produce many other things, even revelation. I get the point. I can be praying now for you in tongues, and I'll pick up something that is not just prophecy, but then pick up something that is about your personal life. Amen. It was when I was already talking to Cynthia down there that when I was not talking to her, I was now singing and speaking. I now picked what the issue was, but it's not something you want me to talk about, is it? It's something you want to talk about to everybody. I was now praying it on and I picked it. I said, okay, it's fine. You know what that tells you? I can stay longer on the matter. Let me show you how it works. If I come into this room now, I've explained this to you guys many times. I turn off every light and I just have this torchlight. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord, or the Spirit of man, is the candle of the Lord that searches the inward parts of the belly. So this whole place is dark and I carry my torchlight and I'm moving from corner to corner. Everywhere is dark. I was like, okay, there is a water can here. Now, I'm not seeing what is happening down there because I'm not focused there. If I want to see what is happening there, so I can be praying for you now and decide in my spirit, let's move to our finances. I've taken the candle there. Are you getting what I'm saying? I said, I'm looking at myself, let's touch our studies. I'm moving with the candlelight. This thing is very real, though. Okay, I'm speaking too much grammar. So let me break it down. Because if you are new to this whole thing, you'll be confused. If you are not new, you should have gotten it by now. So I searched it. So what I did was, when I got whatever about, I didn't want to go further into it. But I felt if I tell her, she will understand. But if she didn't understand it, I would just go further and say a few more things. When I got what it was, I said, Holy Ghost, this is what I should say openly. He said, yes. She has picked it. So how do you interpret tongues? Very simple. Almost everybody here that spoke in tongues once have interpreted tongues. You have. Just that people don't know that's what it is. And they don't. And whatever you don't know and you don't pay attention to, we all grow in your own personal life. So, we are praying now. You pray to a point. You find yourself. You are voicing some things in English. How it actually always starts is a particular word or phrase or something begins to rise in your heart. Does it happen to you? It might not mean anything at first. I'm just praying in tongues now. Kegamo shimarate zibele korade melede vrondo shibrata. Now, I'm praying in tongues. A lot of things are rushing through my heart, actually. But then one begins to dominate. You get it? But for me, it always starts with a word. The word dominating in my heart now is truth. At this point, I can tell you still, I don't know what I'm about to say. But it has come. So let me interpret now. I can just continue praying. Shalom, krabeta, le kroto, pereteya. Le brekota, le brande, la kaya, tabukonia. And so don't pay attention to the lies that the devil will fill your heart with. For yes, the truth of God's word will rise. And to supersede every darkness that has filled your heart. For those things you've heard in your heart that have made you afraid, that have made you worry, are all lies of the devil. If only you can pay attention to the truth of God's word, truth will eventually win. If you pay attention to that truth, it will bring down that darkness, those lies the devil has told you. And that's what has limited you. But now there is the higher truth, the truth of God's word, the truth of your righteousness, the truth of what God has made you. If you can pay attention to it, it will bring down the lies in your heart and you will take off
and even make much progress than you ever thought that you will, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, yes, career. There is no confusion. You will see what you must do. At a point where you are in your life, you're thinking of what to do or what not to do, which step to take and what step not to take. But there is no confusion actually, because if you look within, there's always the truth there. You already know what career path that you're going to pursue. But then there are many voices rising. But every time you pray, there is one that becomes very clear to you. And when you stay away from prayer, it looks like you become confused again. It's a pay attention to that career path that rises and is very strong in your heart. You will know exactly what to do from there, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Did that mean anything to anybody here? This career thing I mentioned. Not everybody. You know, I spoke to you about this career now. Let me see your hand. Okay. Kokobarate. Lebozanti, Shibreketa, Leondra, Rubele Berondo, Precatela, Pobra Tayada, Ode Bare, Kandu, Preda, Lebaya. Woo! And I saw in the spirit, someone just ran off and has been running. And I wanted to rejoice about that. And the Holy Ghost said, look further. Komarate. So don't run, says the Lord. That's what I actually heard. Don't run from responsibilities. Don't run from ministry assignments. Don't run from the things that God has asked you to do. Because actually you think you can't. But that lie is actually the devil trying to let you feel that you can't do it. And trying to get you to run away from that place that God has told you to stay and work for him. Don't be afraid. That is a voice you have. That's actually why you came to this meeting. So that clarity will come. And clarity is coming. So run no more. Stay very strong. For with time you will see what God has ordained you to do. And that's about you actually. Right? Uh-huh. Don't run. I can go on and on now. Right? I can go on and on now. How do you know all these things you are saying? You can do poem. It's not poetry. It's not poetry. Mamaroko Shata. Zimbre de leprondo leprunda la paya de yapona kea. Ele matyonda. There are sounds locked up in your heart. Every time you pray, and when I just spoke right now, concerning songs, there have been sounds locked up in your heart. Locked up in your heart. And when you see, you want to sing them, but you don't take them seriously. The Lord said, begin to take those sounds seriously. Write them down when they come, because very soon they'll be echoed around the whole world. Yes. Sounds. Don't play with sounds from the spirit. Akakorataya. Because when God gives you those sounds in that atmosphere, every time that song is performed anywhere, that atmosphere where you receive that song comes to that meeting. Because away from the spirit now, I've left the prophetic now. My pastor told us something. He said, every song is designed to take you to where it is coming from. Every song carries where it's coming from. So if there's an atmosphere you've built, you are praying that atmosphere and those songs come. Every time they perform those songs, it carries them to that atmosphere where you got that thing from. That's why, let me digress. That's why it's not every song that the believer should sing, even if they are not bad songs. But there are songs, for instance, that are occultic in nature. Are you getting the point? Are you following me? That's why. Have you ever seen maybe all this Ekanka or all these guys doing their whatever, gray message, and they're giving some hums and some chants? Have you ever seen that kind of thing? If you see it, the kind of goosebumps that will come up, you know, just that something strange is happening here. And if you go home and begin to perform that thing they're doing, you also bring that atmosphere to your house. Let me ask you a question. Why is it that whenever a native doctor comes to a place to perform, the first thing they do is incantation? They begin to sing funny things. Those things they pick from the spirit. They are trying to bring their shrine to that environment.
Are you what I'm talking about now?
So there are sounds that you can get from the spirit. Everywhere you release it. That atmosphere. You see, whether I started doing that, all these songs I just did 3 minutes ago. The source of saying had nothing to do with this message. I will just give an example. But we just did it and it looked like. So that person I spoke to that, getting sounds from the spirit, please pay attention to it. Write them down. Because the day you everything, you might not go and level it to go and start going to studio. But when you release it, it will know. Everybody will know. So I'm going to practice tonight. You will pray in tongues. You will find, okay, let's even write away where you are seated. Now you're going to pray now to interpret. As you pray, you will find something. Some of it will be a phrase. Some of it will be a picture. Once that comes, write it down. That first word. And I'll tell you what to do again from there. Are you ready? This is a practical class. Are you ready? Now, focus. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Not because you should always close your eyes, but because you have still starting, some of you. So you have to learn how to focus. Because I can actually be looking around here and I'm very focused on something. Do you know I can be preaching? It's not multitasking. I can be preaching very, very well, and my mind is focused on somebody in this crowd, surveying things in the spirit. Do you do that? Do you do that? Everybody that follows me do that. You can be preaching and then you see someone. You're still preaching, though. But I'm even doing this, I'm telling you now. I'm doing it now.
You have answered our prayers, giving us victory. Glory to your name. You have answered our prayers. You've given us victory. Glory to your name. You have
answered our prayers.
Giving us victory.
Pray now. You're going to stay focused. You pray, and everybody here can practice this, so it's going to be very easy. You'll find this language that will rise. You know, not language. Now you find a sentence, a word, or whatever that will come. You pen it down. When it's time, I'll tell you what to do. Are you ready? Pray the Holy Ghost now. By now, you should have released yourself to this atmosphere. So please. Everybody,
you have answered our prayers, you've given us.
Yes, hallelujah. Have you written that down? Write it down. Whatever it is that dropped in your spirit now, write it down. Don't tell me nothing. Let me put it in a very simple way, concerning it.
The dominant thoughts, the dominant word
in your heart.
Now you're going to pray again. This time you're going to pray very well. And you're going to begin to, you should focus your spirit now, your attention on that very word. And let's see the next things that will follow. You can write them down. I prefer speaking. You can speak them forth. And as you speak forth, you write them down. Focus on that word now. Okay? Pray in the Holy Ghost now. Some of you will see what is going to happen to you. Pray. How to focus is by praying. Don't stay, keep quiet as I'm focusing. Pray. That's the focus. Some of you, it will be instructions, it will be encouragement, it will be comfort, it will be different things. Just focus. Words are flowing very strongly, so bend those things you're getting down. There is one person, the word is actually about a lady you're supposed to go and minister to. Who is the person? A lady God has put in your heart to go and talk to. That's, let me see your hand for the person. Okay, you. Okay. Write it down. Write it down. Take notes. God is talking to you. Some of you, God is encouraging you. He's just strengthening you. Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you got a word about ministry? Ministry. Anything related to ministry? Let me see. How many of you got a word about your health? Your health. Okay. Family. Your family. You know why I'm pointing this out? I just want to assure you that what you got was not you forging it. Because even as you're praying, I'm picking it from here. Do you understand? So let's take it a little step further. Because I want to minister the Holy Ghost, but I want us to practice five steps. Get your feet, everybody. Get a partner, one partner, everybody. Ufonye, ufu partner. One.
Glorious God, wonderful God, miracle, you are the
forevermore. Sing it again.
Glory
you've picked is your partner for this practical now. Is that okay? Remember how I started. Every spiritual gift is operated by faith. You remember I told you that? What it means is you must believe that what they're saying is that what God is putting in your heart is correct. And you, when they talk to you, if it's correct, third person is correct. Because it's practice room. So that when you go out there, this is how we land. We'll practice in this room. When you go out there, you can minister to people. You can use it to help a lot of people. So you pray in the spirit. Now remember, verse 13. Pray in order that you may interpret. So your focus of this prayer is on that sister or that brother you're holding. What you guys are doing, when I say stop and when I tell you to start, the first person will give a word of prophecy, encouragement, whatever that God drops in your heart for that sister or for that brother. The other person will give the same word. What is going to happen is that you've been praying in tongues, the answer is going to come. So how do I know what to say? I just talked a few minutes ago. When you are praying, focus your heart on that sister. So a word is going to drop. A line, a phrase, a sentence. Once it drops, you might not know everything at first. You might just hear, like I told you, I just said truth. I just said, carry. You might not hear everything, but just open your mouth and begin to say it. You might not know the next thing that is going to come. I get to the point. For instance, when you pray in tongues, when you say, Kamalada Barada Basha, if I ask you, what's the next thing you're going to say? You might not be able to say the next thing you're going to say. But once you open your mouth, the next thing will come out. Does it happen to you? So, when you speak in tongues, once you begin, that will begin to just tell the person, you know, I hear expansion. From there, the next one will come, the next one will come, the next one will come until things get clearer. Are you here, friends? Pray for that sister now in tongues all over this place. Pray seriously now. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Ah, hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Homema, hey, homema. Hey. Homema, hey, homema. Homema, hey, homema. Oh, gloria, hey, oh, gloria. Oh, gloria, hey, oh, gloria. Oh, gloria, hey. Oh, man. The word has come. Talk to that brother. Talk to that sister. The mama Joa should go first. The other person should follow.
Information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.